Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard coming to you
live
from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios.
What's
with my
deal?
Partner. Hello? My partner?
Rob Parker.
You know what? Let's start this all over again. I am Chris Broussard coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
There we go. When you switch to Farmers Insurance, you can save a bundle. All you have to do is call 1-888-FARMERS and get a quote today. We off to it. Look, the show is not going to be this bad. The show is going to be fantastic. I guarantee you that. Let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What up, bro?
What's happening? How are you, Mr. Broussard?
I am great, man. I am great. I'm in a good mood, as you can probably tell. And had a good time last night watching the game, even though I picked the wrong team. Kansas City lost. But I enjoyed it nonetheless. We'll have Ephraim Salaam, former NFL offensive lineman and a Fox Sports Radio weekend host, joining us at the bottom of the hour to talk Super Bowl, of course. And that's going to be the topic for the whole night, Super Bowl, except we do have some sad news. Many of you who really follow sports closely, I'm sure, have heard about it. But, Rob, you knew Pedro Gomez. I knew of him, didn't know him personally, and obviously he died. Was it this morning or last night?
Last night, during the Super Bowl. Yeah, Chris, definitely our hearts go out to the Gomez family, yeah. And Pedro and I started covering baseball together, And when I mean together, you know, around the same time, he was working on the West Coast covering teams, and we would see each other and all-star games and the playoffs and all that, and developed a friendship. And I could still remember one phone call where he called me for advice about leaving the newspaper business, because he's like us, Chris, started in the newspaper business, yep, and transitioned to television. He was a hell of a reporter, loved baseball, was really good at it, and ESPN offered him a job. And I had already been started doing TV for ESPN, and he asked me, he said, what do you think about, you know, transitioning to television, and should I take this job? And we had this conversation, and our friendship just grew from there. And, of course, he went on to star and do great, yep, things on television and all the good stuff. And my heart is broken because this is three people in a row from our business that we've lost. Right. Sekou Smith, Mel Antonin, another baseball writer, and now Pedro Gomez. And this is just boom, boom, boom. And it really stung me last night, Chris. As much as the game, and I've kind of found out after the game was over, it just, anything that might have bothered me about just watching that game and what transpired, that went out the window because we just lost another guy, 58 years old. Yeah. And it's just a shame. Just a shame.
Nah, so, I hear you. And like you said, 58, Sekou was 48, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's young guys. So, yeah, man, our prayers go out to Pedro's family for sure. So, with that said, we're going to introduce the Odd Couple crew and then get into Super Bowl talk. We got Iowa Sam. Yeah, Alex Teichert is still on vacation. I don't know if he ate some bad vegan food or what, but he's still off. So we got Iowa Sam in. But Iowa Sam always does a great job. So he will
except for the beginning of the show.
On the ones and the, well, yeah.
Moving parts.
Except for that, I don't know what was going on.
There's some traffic in here. It's a little traffic. You know, it's L.A. It's traffic.
All right. We got super producer Rob G in the house. And as you heard at the top on the updates, our man Ralph Irvin. All right. I am going, Rob, to give you the first chance to talk. But I just want to set you up, man. We know the score. 31-9. Freaking blowout. Honestly, Tom Brady's easiest Super Bowl win. You know, he has six game-winning drives, a Super Bowl record in his first six Super Bowl wins. No need for a game-winning drive in this one unless you count that first touchdown drive as the game-winning drive, because it really was. But 43 years old, seven Super Bowl victories now, more than any franchise. That's unbelievable. In the NBA, the Lakers and the Celtics each have 17 championships. So that'd be almost like a player, I can't even compare it to that, a player having 18. It's just unbelievable to have more championships than any other franchise in NFL history. So, Rob Parker, look, I'm going to put it on a platter for you. And I'm going to be nice. I ain't jumping on you. I'm not bragging. I'm not, you know, none of that. I'm not, but I'm going to say it. Think about it, Rob. No more trips to Mexico or abandoned trips to Mexico. No more going back to 2012 when you famously said that Tom Brady was done winning Super Bowls or getting the Super Bowls, let alone winning them. None of that. None of that. It's all gone. I'm erasing it. If you will admit, you will concede, finally, as the last person on planet Earth, to deny that Tom Brady is the greatest of all time, Rob Parker, I'm giving you the chance to admit that Tom Brady is the GOAT.
I have one response for you.
Oh, gosh.
No way, no how. Last night's seventh Super Bowl did not change this man's opinion. And if you came here thinking I was going to be like all these other weak analysts who was groveling and saying, I was wrong about Tom Brady. No, Rob Parker wasn't wrong.
Really?
No.
How not?
Just because you win a lot of championships doesn't mean you're the greatest player of all time. There's a context to it.
Well, I'm not saying player.
No, I'm talking about quarterback. Right. There's a context to it. Hello? Is this on? I mean, this whole idea, let's just be honest. He played fine. 3 touchdowns, yeah, 201 yards.
I'll say.
But the damn defense won the Super Bowl. You cannot deny it.
Chris, they were great.
Tom Brady.
I would never take anything from that defense. They were great.
That defense,
it's
which held Patrick Mahomes to no touchdowns for the first time in at least college and pro career. Zero. We can't overlook
probably high
that.
High school, too.
We can't think that. This is all about Tom Brady. If Brad Johnson was on this team, Chris, the talk would be about the defense.
So wrong.
And how they stifled the Kansas City Chiefs and made Patrick Mahomes go from Superman to mere mortal.
Clark Kent.
That's what the conversation would be. Instead, there's a narrative that somehow, some way, we have to continue to push to prove that because he was able to win the most championships, that he's the best automatically. If that's the case, Bill Russell would be the greatest basketball player and there would be no conversation.
Well,
but he's not the most popular choice of most people because there's a context. How many teams, other players did he dominate? What his numbers were? People look at it and say he was great and a winningest player. But he wasn't the greatest basketball player. Most people think it's Michael Jordan because of his dominance.
So let me ask you this, Rob. Let me ask you this. And I hear what you're saying because I do agree that it's not just a ring count, right? We both agree it's not just a ring count. You know, we have LeBron James ahead of Kobe Bryant, both of us. But Kobe won one more ring than LeBron. We have LeBron ahead of Kareem. Kareem won 2 more rings than LeBron. So it's not a ring count, but what I'd ask you is this, Rob. You have Tom Brady ahead of Aaron Rodgers. Why? The rings is a big part of it.
Yeah, but that doesn't make you the best, is what I'm saying.
The only one you've got ahead of him is Joe Montana.
But Joe Montana was more dominant in his reign of 4-0 in the Super Bowl, 11 touchdowns, no picks, 3 MVPs, 2 championships with Jerry Rice, 2 without. When I look at Tom Brady and I think about a 9-year gap in winning championships and how Tom Brady had an unbelievable 18-0 Patriots team that lost the big game and only managed 14 points after they averaged 35 points. When I look at Tom Brady, who has won 2 Super Bowls with a grand total of 1 touchdown in those 2 Super Bowls, there's no way I'm going to count those and act like Tom Brady is the engineer.
Not gonna count those.
No, I'm talking about when I'm talking about somebody being the greatest of all time. I don't look at that. They won those games, and I give Tom Brady the rings, but I'm not going to use it like, oh, Tom Brady led the Patriots. No, it was the defense. A lot of times it was their kicking game. And the last point is, and then you can go, to me, with his 7th championship, winning 7 Super Bowls in 10 tries, Tom Brady has officially become the Robert Horry of the NFL.
Oh,
and no one has ever said Robert Horry with 7 championships is the greatest basketball player. And guess what? Robert Horry's had more clutch moments than Tom Brady. He's made big shots in big moments, and he's won. And he contributed to the different teams that he was on. Wow. Nobody would ever say if Tim Duncan won that 6 championships in all 6 years, Chris, the one where Kawhi missed the free throw, he could have been 6-0. Nobody would put Tim Duncan over Michael Jordan, even if he was 6-0. You have to look at it in context. Rob Parker will stand up. Rob Parker will not bend over. Rob Parker will not bow down. Rob Parker will not change his stance. Tom Brady continues to be the load. He is not the greatest of all time. And as long as I'm looking at what he's done in his career, there's no way I think he's the greatest quarterback of all time. He's the most accomplished, but he ain't the greatest.
What?
Ridiculous.
Rob. You've had some bad takes in the history of this show. But you really went on national radio, 400 some odd markets, whatever it is, and actually compared Robert Horry. God bless him. I like Rob. But you actually compared Robert Horry to Tom Brady? Rob. I feel for you. I'm not even going to jump on you. I'm not going to try to embarrass you, yell at you. Rob, I mean, it's one thing for you to say Tom Brady's not the GOAT. It's one thing for you to say I got Joe Montana 1, Tom Brady 2. That's wrong, but it's one thing for you to say that. But to compare Robert Horry to Tom Brady? Rob, stop it. Tom Brady, I'm not even going to address it anymore. That's just foolishness. Tom Brady, most touchdowns passing in NFL history. Second most passing yards in NFL history. More Super Bowl appearances than any other franchise outside of New England where he went, you know, led them to 10 of their 11. And then, of course, more Super Bowl rings than any franchise. And here's the thing, Rob. When he went to New England, they were a joke. They weren't the biggest joke of all time, but they were a joke. Even with Bill Belichick, 5-13 with an all-pro quarterback or Pro Bowl quarterback in Drew Bledsoe when Brady took over. They weren't anything special. They weren't rolling. They weren't on the come up. They weren't a team of the future. They were a joke. They were an also-ran, a doormat. And Tom Brady immediately made them a dynasty. Immediately. I mean, didn't even wait a week. Won like 8 straight, 10 straight, whatever it was, right away. 7 straight, something like that. And then he goes to Tampa Bay, Rob. 7-9 last year. All the same players except 3 who were out of the league. So I don't want to hear, oh, he added Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown was out of the league. Antonio Brown was like me and you. He was a civilian. Oh, he added Gronk. Gronk was out of the league. Gronk worked with me and you at Fox. Well, Leonard Fournette got cut by the freaking Jaguars. He get cut by Green Bay, New Orleans, Buffalo. He got cut by Jacksonville. So the same players went 7-9 last year. Ndamukong Suh was there. And they got Antoine Wilde, the rookie. JPP was there. Devon White, who's fantastic, was there. They had them all. And they were 7-9. They hadn't been to the playoffs in 13 years. They're the losingest franchise in NFL history. He had no offseason to work with them and get used to the offense. He's in a brand new system. First year with the team. And he, at 43 years old, a wild card team. They go to 3 road games in the playoffs. 2 of them against Super Bowl MVPs. 1 of them in the worst place to play for a visiting team in the whole NFL against the MVP. And then he beats the up-and-coming quarterback, the team that everybody thinks is going to win it. Oh, man. Tom Brady, I gave you a chance, Rob. I gave you your chance, and you fumbled like you were the old Tiki Barber before he got that fixed. You fumbled and called Robert Horry Tom Brady. I'm done. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Are you with Rob? He ain't the GOAT. You with me? He is the GOAT. And I'm going to say this. Tell me what individual accomplishment is more impressive than what Brady did this year. I'm not saying it was the best season that anybody's ever had. It wasn't even close. Wasn't even his best season. I'm not saying it was the greatest Super Bowl win. I'm not saying they're an all-time great team. But the achievement to go to a team that was in the doldrums, to go to a team and a franchise that's moribund, that is horrible, and immediately in your first year lead them to the freaking Super Bowl? What's better? Ali beating Foreman? Magic as a rookie winning a championship? I don't know, but I want to hear from you. 877-99 on Fox. It's your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live. Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes.
cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios on a Magic City Monday. Call Farmers today for a quote. We're going to get right to it. 877-99 on Fox. What are your thoughts? Is Tom Brady the GOAT, the LOAT, as Rob says, or God forbid, the NFL equivalent of Robert Horry? Your thoughts?
Cage in North Carolina, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Cage?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
Good, brother. How are you?
Hey, look, Rob Parker, I know they call you the Poo-Poo King, but I got a new nickname for you, the ODD, the Old Dirty Deflector.
The Old Dirty what?
Deflector. You just deflect. Yeah, you just deflect. I mean, yes, the defense plays good, but if you don't have a quarterback to capitalize on what the defense does, I mean, ask Chicago ask the Saints, ask the Washington football team. I mean, you got to have a quarterback that can capitalize on what the defense
does. Ask Green Bay. They had three turnover interceptions.
And you call him the luckiest of all time. I mean, think about it. Lucky is like finding money on the floor. Or lucky is a female stripper know that you walked in the building. That's lucky.
Oh, wow.
He went from 0 to 90 quick, didn't he?
He got material.
It was a good take to that last line, but you know, all right.
Dr. Midnight in Toronto, Canada. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What you got?
Oh God, Rob, man, I love you, man, but I think I threw up my mouth 10 times. But I'm gonna give you a pass because typically I'm gonna attribute your behavior to $1 bill tax, the toxin, because you're not be able to throw it at the women at Magic City because everything's all closed down. So I'll give you a pass on that. Listen, Chris, it's Chris all the way. Tom Brady is no longer in the conversation for greatest quarterback of all time. That's behind him now. He's already established that. And he's already established now he's the greatest NFL player for all time because not only for his accomplishments, but the stats and being able to do that at his age and bringing a winning culture to Tampa Bay. It's only a matter. The only argument now is whether or not he's the greatest athlete of all time, and we can now have that serious conversation with all the greats: Ali, Gretzky, Jordan. We can start having those conversations. Those other conversations, those are put to rest. We can start having those serious conversations about him being the greatest athlete of all time.
That's your opinion, Dr. Midnight. That's your opinion.
I know.
Okay, I just
Rob. I'm gonna say this.
Don't speak it in facts. Okay?
And this was a great. This was a great series. You remember Sports Century? Yeah. Remember they did that? What was that? The late 90s, early 2000s?
Right. I was in a lot of them. ESPN Classic, right?
They used to play that a lot. Those were fantastic. If they did that again, which they honestly should, Brady would have a chance to be number one. I don't know if he would. I don't think he should, but he'd be right there. Because who was it? Was Ali number one? It was Ali, Jim Brown.
It was a bigger impact on everything. Like, everything was included. That's how
Jordan
like
was
Ali,
up there. But Jordan was
lost.
I think Jordan was number one.
No, I think it was Jordan.
Yeah, so and obviously Jordan wasn't as much off the court. So, but Brady would he'd be up there. It'd be interesting. All right, we got Ephraim Salaam coming up, Fox Sports Radio weekend host. We'll have a lot of fun with him. He's always a great guest. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We are the iCouple coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS.
That's what
and you can save a whole lot of something on your auto insurance. We love having him on. He's a former NFL offensive lineman. Probably would have done a better job even now than those dudes in Kansas City did yesterday.
They were two men down. Now, let's not act like everybody was there.
That's what I'm saying. I know. Right. Those were backups. Fox Sports Radio weekend host, our man Ephraim Salam. What up, brother?
Ephraim.
What's happening, y'all?
Now, look, I'm going to start it right here, Ephraim.
Jump right in, man.
We're going right in because, you know, I don't want to cut any of your time. I am big on intangibles. Okay. And I think Tom Brady, that's why he's the GOAT. I want your opinion on that because I don't know if you think he's the GOAT or not. But I think it's the intangibles. Obviously, he's got physical ability as well. And I think him going to Tampa Bay, he immediately, with his attitude, with his work ethic, with his leadership, the way he can relate to the players, all that, he made them believe they could win. And even more, you know, it's not just his numbers and some of the throws he made. That is what helped this team win that Super Bowl. Tell me where you at on the GOAT first, and then all of that intangible stuff. Is that hogwash? Is it just made up junk that people say, or is it real? And is Brady got it in spades?
Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback to ever play in the National Football League. When you talk about intangibles, you're absolutely accurate. Whenever we're talking about the greatest players or an MVP of a league, the criteria is, can you take that person, put him on any team, and make him a viable playoff contender, right? When is the last time Tampa Bay was a viable playoff contender?
13 years.
Exactly. Outside of bringing in a retired Gronkowski and bringing in Antonio Brown halfway through the season – and adding a running back that was cut.
Right.
It was pretty much the same team that went 9-7 and led the league. Led the league in turnovers. You add one key piece, and they win the Super Bowl. I don't know where argument.
I'll give you the argument, Ephraim. I'll give you the argument because this is typical lazy analysis to make it. No, it's lazy. And hear me out. Yeah. That Tom Brady's the fixer of all. Damn, did you watch that damn defense yesterday? Stop Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs? And you're going to sit here and talk about damn Tom Brady and his 200 yards? Hell no, Ephraim. That ain't why they won. They stopped the high-flying Chiefs, you want to go through Tom Brady's career? Well, hold on. Let me say my piece, and then you could speak. All right?
Oh, my bad.
He won two Super Bowls.
We brought him.
He won two Super Bowls with one touchdown. All right? Bill Belichick's defense stopped the greatest show on turf and held them to 13 points. Tom Brady won that Super Bowl with one touchdown. When they beat the Rams a couple years ago, the Rams had the fifth greatest offense in the history of the NFL. Tom Brady had no touchdowns in that game. Stop giving it to the quarterback and acting like he's the only reason that teams win. It ain't true. Stop it. It's lazy to sit here and talk about Tom Brady's the reason why.
Okay. Can I jump in now? Are you still yelling?
Please do, Ephraim.
All right. Thank you. So, you know, the question is Tom Brady the greatest quarterback? How can you argue that he's not the greatest quarterback when he's going to have every single quarterback passing record, completion, touchdown record? Oh, by the way, he's won seven Super Bowls. More than any other franchise, not player, franchise. He leaves New England where he's been for 20 years. He leaves the place where he's the most comfortable with the best coach, right, ever in the NFL, according to some. And he goes to a place that's riddled with discipline problems, the turnovers, all of these things. He goes there and wins the championship against what we think will be the greatest quarterback when it's all said and done. a young Patrick Mahomes and an Andy Reid-led Chiefs, who, by the way, is one of the top coaches to ever coach in the league as well.
Wait a minute, Rob, stop.
You had your time to just spew nonsense and yell. Relax.
It ain't nonsense. It's called nonsense. It's not.
And I heard you talking about Tom Brady is the Robert Horry of the NFL. Boy, you must be out your mind. You must be crazy. You done lost your mind, man. Come on now. Let's not. I know you don't like Tom Brady. And I didn't like Tom Brady.
I have nothing personal with Tom Brady. Oh,
yeah,
I don't care about Tom Brady. What are you talking about?
Right? I found myself, nothing personal with him. As a former competitor, I found myself and Tom Brady and the Patriots, I held them, you know, synonymous with each other and their cheating ways. And when that relationship broke up, I didn't know who I hated more. The Patriots or Tom Brady. So I found myself this year cheering for Tom, and I've never done that. And that comes from being an opponent to a fan, right? So watching Tom Brady go into a new system, new players, new coach, take them to the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl, to me, solidifies him as the greatest quarterback to ever throw a football. Oh, by the way, he's not done yet. So this argument will continue. This conversation will continue.
Any decent quarterback with that defense last night would have won a Super Bowl.
They held the Chiefs to no touchdowns. It is true.
I said any decent quarterback. That's why Eli Manning beat him twice. Eli Manning beat Tom Brady twice.
Let me go here, Ephraim.
Go, please. Go, brother.
I'm with you on the GOAT. Where I stop, though, with Brady, I don't like when people say he's the greatest football player of all time. When I think of the greatest football player, I'm envisioning somebody that can do many facets of the game. You know, he could, if he needed to, he could tackle, he could catch, he could sprint, he can run, he can block, he can, you know, like if you had to go through a gauntlet of drills, who would look good, who would do it well? That's what I'm picturing, and I can't go there, not only with Tom Brady, but with virtually any quarterback. Maybe there's, you know, so where are you at on that?
That's resigned for, like, Deion Sanders is in that argument about the greatest football players. You know, those type of players, Deion Sanders could do anything. He could do anything. He could have played anything. He might have been able to play offensive line better than those two guys that Kansas City had trotted out there. Like, it's just something that he brought to it, right? Jim Brown, right? These are the
Jerry
type of
Rice.
People who are the greatest football players of all time. But in terms of greatest quarterback, come on now. Every great quarterback will tell you Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback, whether they like him or not. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It just, you know, to me, Rob always has these bad takes and all of that. You know, I wanted to bring something up. I don't want to get off the Super Bowl, but the last time I filled in for you, Chris, Rob Parker told me that the LaMelo Ball was some trash. That's what he told me. We had a whole segment of him talking about he's trash after his first game.
LaMelo?
You mean to tell me he was on the court for 13 minutes and didn't score no points? He's trash.
We will get the tape. And ain't no way I said trash. I don't even use that term. Chris, you've been doing the show with me for 2.5 years. Do you remember 2.5 years? You remember me saying trash?
Come on.
We'll get the tape. We'll
you said garbage. What is garbage? Garbage is trash. Don't try to play me with these semantics and these words, man. Come on, man.
Words in my mouth. That's all right. We appreciate having you on.
Yes, great stuff, brother.
Thank you.
I don't know about that, but
I apologize for Rob going at you. I don't know what's up with Rob. Like you said, he's upset, but you know.
Nah, I'm going to keep it real today. So y'all come with that. Weak, lazy analysis, and I'm going to push you
that
right
ain't
back
lazy. Lazy analysis. That's no, understanding the football and the dynamics of the locker room. All right, that's our man.
Yeah,
from Salon.
I've been
great
covering
stuff,
the NFL
brother.
Since 1987.
That don't matter.
How long
you don't
did
understand
you play?
The dynamics of a team, clearly. I mean, come on. All right, we got Ephraim, great job, brother. Keep
Thank
it locked,
you,
iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Garbage.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS. To switch, and you can save a bundle on your car insurance. All right, as all of you know, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the Kansas City Chiefs last night, upset them. Most people, Rob, I heard something I don't know if it's totally accurate or if it was a little bit of a just a figure of speech, but like 80% of the bets were on Kansas City.
Really?
And people were talking dynasty, you know, which, you know, probably 3 and 4 years or something like that is what you want from a, if you're going to think of a dynasty in the NFL.
Got to win at least three in a row or 3 out of 4 or something like that.
Well, and nobody's ever won 3 in a row.
Well, that's a dynasty.
Super Bowl. So, you know, your dynasties would be the Steelers in the 70s. They won 4. San Francisco in the 80s. And Dallas in the early 90s, 3 out of 4. But you think this is a lesson, should be a lesson for people, huh?
Just from the standpoint that I think people think it's just easy. Like you see the Chiefs and people are like, oh, yeah, well, they're just going to win every year. I mean, they got Mahomes and look at what happened. You can have a great quarterback and not win because something else breaks down or the defense gives up points or the offensive line doesn't hold or people drop balls, Chris, or whatever it could be. This is how
all of which happened yesterday.
Well, but that's the point. And that's why
I believe both passes were in the end zone that hit guys in the face mask. Yeah. So that should have been 2 touchdowns right there.
But he wound up with none, it's hard to believe. Right. That he would wind up with none, but this is the lesson. This is why things gotta play out. You talk about people and you just assume. What did we hear the owner say, Chris, before? Oh, he put him in the same. Michael Jordan better than you know, and it sounded like the owner was just paying him a compliment. And yes, he did. Michael took him 7 years, right, to win his first championship.
Right.
So I get what he was saying, but it just ain't that easy. That's how Tom Brady went 9 years without winning a championship. That's how Aaron Rodgers went from winning a championship to 10 years later, nothing in the tilt.
Never even getting there.
Right.
Dan Marino got there.
Dan Marino went his second year. He was the cat's meow, Chris, in the NFL.
What I'm going to say is
never
this,
win Rob, again.
You're right. It's a team sport, of course. And as I said, no team in the NFL has ever won 3 straight. Now, you can't say that for baseball, and you can't say it for basketball. So that tells you how hard it is to win in the NFL, particularly nowadays where, you know, guys change teams so much. Like now there's talk, Shaq Barrett, he could leave Tampa Bay. Chris Godwin might be gone. You know, so teams change yearly. What I will say is this. I think Kansas City may have a better chance of getting back to the Super Bowl next year now than they may have had they won yesterday.
See, I'm not sure.
I say it because of this. Like I said, no team's ever won 3 straight. So they would have had to do something that's never been done in the history of the football since, you know, Super Bowl era. And then they got a lot of young guys. Remember all the chirping we heard from them last offseason? Oh, not 5, not 6. Not, they were talking all that stuff. We ain't just win one. We going to be a dynasty. All that. If they had won 2 straight, you know they would have gotten cocky. I don't know if Mahomes would have, but I think a lot of their top players would have. And I think they would have been in for a rude awakening. To be honest, I think they were in for it. They got it yesterday. The way they approached that game, in my view, is that I thought they felt like they were just going to go out there and run over Tampa Bay the way they did in the regular season. Because their game plan was strange, Rob. They didn't run the ball. They didn't establish the run. You know, it was just...
No, they conceded decided that they were going to throw the ball every down.
We just can't play like that. Yeah, Tyreek had almost, you know, could have had 800 yards last time we played him if we won it. We just going to throw all over him. So I think that now they'll be humbled and they'll be hungry. So that's why I say, because they still obviously have the great players. And who in the AFC,
you know,
I mean, Buffalo,
I look at it the other way. I look at it as they're mortal now. They look like they had all the weapons, everything. I think they're, for other teams, the being scared of the Chiefs is out the window. Patrick Mahomes played
a
game.
Well, they gonna copy that defense, that's for sure.
Yeah, and Patrick Mahomes played a game where he didn't score a touchdown. I mean, what did they do? They will dissect that tape, Chris, and they might come after them.
Yeah, they're going to definitely copy what was done yesterday. Keep it locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.